change. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Change. Goodness, change can be hard. In fact, very few actually like change. Whether it comes in our careers, relationships, living situations, or families, change is a part of all of our lives. Sometimes it feels like it's all happening at once. Other times, change occurs steadily over time. Either way, change is inevitable. But what we do when change takes place is our choice. We can resist change or we can embrace it. When we resist change and choose instead to stay in our comfortable lives, we remain stagnant. In order to grow into whom the Lord's called us to be, we must be willing to embrace change. Though it's uncomfortable, change is frequently the catalyst God uses to move us into new seasons of life. I have discovered in my own life that the issue of trust is at the root of every difficult change. However, until change occurs, it is impossible to know where our trust truly lies. In the uncomfortable and unfamiliar places, we find the answer. Does our trust lie in what we can control and what is known, or is our trust found in God? Too often, a significant change in my life has revealed that my trust was in my circumstances and my ability to control those circumstances rather than God. It shouldn't be so. I wanted a trust that has no borders, like the words to the song Oceans by Hillsong states. The words are this: Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. No matter what my finances look like, no matter what job I have, no matter what's happening in my family, I want to let go of control. My desire is to trust that God is who he says he is and will work all things together for my good. For my family and me, 2017 was a year of significant change. It was full of new jobs, cross-country moves, living alone for the first time, retirement, and lots of unknowns. Everything changed suddenly. I'll be honest, it was quite difficult. There were many what I like to call freak-out moments, where I felt like it was just too much. But in those moments of uncertainty, I had a choice to make. I could either continue to freak out, worry, and resist change, or I could choose to trust God, set my sights on what he was doing in me, and embrace where he was taking my family. Once I made the choice to trust God, my mindset became less of this is happening to me and more of this is happening for me. Because I know that all things work together for my good, no matter how messy things got in the moment, I knew that God was working every detail out and it would be beautiful in the end. My heart began to fill with joyful anticipation for what the Lord was doing. Now I look back, and I'm thankful for the new season God has brought me into. I wouldn't go back if I could. Right now, you may be in a season of change that feels overwhelming, but be encouraged. God is good. He is faithful. He will never leave you or forsake you. Trust that in the chaos of life, God is steady and sure, even when everything else is not. He has a good plan for your life and is working everything together on your behalf. That's good news. Turn your attention away from what you can't control and set your sights on the faithfulness of God. As you begin to do this, watch how your perspective changes and how your trust grows. You'll find yourself embracing the change instead of resisting it. Go the extra mile. Take a few minutes to listen to the song Oceans by Hillsong. As you're listening, pray and ask the Holy Spirit these questions. What areas of my life am I trying to control? What changes should I embrace rather than resist? What areas do I need to trust you more in? Then pray this prayer. God, I thank you for your love and faithfulness toward me. Help me not to resist change, but to embrace it. I release control right now in Jesus' name. I choose to trust you instead. Help me learn how to have trust that is without borders. I know you are leading me forward, that your plans for me are good. Give me eyes to see my circumstances the way you do and fill my heart with hope and joyful anticipation for what you're doing in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.